First of all, the word belief. There are two words in the Bible. One is P-I-S-T-I-S, which is pistis, which is translated faith. And there's pisteo, which means to believe. The second one is a verb. And that gives us insight. What does a verb do? It's an action word. A lot of times we use the word believe not as an action word. Well, I believe in Jesus. I believe that He lived. I believe that He died. I believe that He rose again. There's no action to that whatsoever. What we need to do is to believe in the biblical sense. Now, this has the ideal of a total attitude toward life. This is where you have a transformation of your worldview. To believe is a total transformation of the way that you view life. We're taught in our society to be self-sufficient. We're taught in our society to earn a living. That's not bad, but don't bring that into your theology. Don't bring that into your relationship with God, because you don't want a merit system with God, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can't get there from here. It has to come through Him, believing in Him, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a total attitude towards life. What happens when I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? There's something that happens, first of all, in my heart. Attitude comes from the heart. We call it being born again. I've been in church all my life. All my life. I cannot remember a time when I have not been in church. I didn't become a Christian till I was 19 years old. I knew that. I knew who Jesus was. I knew what He did. I believed it. We said the Apostles' Creed. Anybody else do the Apostles' Creed when they was kids? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead, and buried, third day, raised from the dead. I knew all that. We said that. It was just a mind thing. I knew that. But something that I discovered when I crashed and burned in my life, all of a sudden I believed on the Lord Jesus. And something happened in here that transform my worldview. No longer was it about me. It was about Him and what He did. I proved what I could do, and that's fail. He proved what He could do, and that's set me free. And so it has to do with a total attitude towards life. And see, faith implies a relationship with a living person. It's not the adoption of a creed or a doctrine or joining a church or doing good things. All of those things are wonderful for Christians, but they'll get a heathen nowhere. It's about a relationship with a living person. See, one thing that we want to happen in all of our lives is not that you just be exposed to the truth. The truth will make you free. I understand that. And that's important. But I don't want you to know about Jesus. I want you to know Jesus. All of a sudden, when I confessed Him as Lord and believed on Him, He came alive to me. Let me ask you a question. I know you know about Jesus, but do you know Him? Do you know Him? Well, I know about Him. I didn't ask you if you knew about Him. Do you know Him? Do you have a relationship with Him? That's what it means to believe. It's not the acceptance of creed, church membership. It's not any of that. All that's good. But it's about having a relationship with Him. I knew about Kathy Green years ago, 40-something years ago. I knew about Kathy Green. I knew she was pretty. I knew she looked good in the miniskirt. I remember she had long red hair that came down to right about there. I know it did something to me every time I saw her. I knew about her. And then one day, I married her. And then I knew her in a relationship. I had a relationship with a living person. It was different than knowing about her. All of a sudden, I began to know her. And there's a lot of people who know about you. Oh, yeah, I know Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, I know about Jesus. But do you know Him? Do you have an intimate relationship with Him? See, this is what this faith or this believing in Scripture is talking. This pisteo is a very active word. It's not passive, it's active. Here's what it means. Number one, absolute confidence and trust. How do I know that I have eternal life? Because I have believed on Him. I get disappointed in me all the time. You ever get disappointed in you? I mean, do you ever just intend to do good and you're setting out to do good and then you just screw up? I mean, you cop an attitude. You just outright sin. You say a word you shouldn't said. Boy, if we based it on that, we'd be saved and lost and saved and lost and saved and lost. How do I know I have eternal life? Because I have believed on Him. I'm not trusting me for my salvation. I can't get there. I'm trusting what He did. Now, there's a transformation in that trust. Should I act better? Yeah. Out of my love for Him. Out of my love for Him. Not out of duty. The second aspect of that word, to believe, means total surrender, complete surrender. Am I willing to give myself up to Him? That's what this is all about. This act of being saved is giving myself to Him. Now, you make the decision to do that when you get saved, and then you spend the rest of your life learning how to do that. It's a surrender. It's not, I just take my life back. All we do, we mess up. But if you mess up, fess up. Okay? If you mess up, don't run from, run to. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. See, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. Not if we make excuses for Him, not if we hide from Him, not if we run from Him. He's faithful when we confess them. He can do it legally. He can do it justly. And that is so wonderful. So wonderful. See, because this puts it all on Him and not on me. Complete surrender. The third one is heartfelt obedience. I know a lot of people who obey God out of fear. There are religions that it's all about keeping the law. Or if I do this, then I'll be saved. Or I will have life. God is mad. And if I make God mad, then I'm going to be punished. But if I please God, then there's going to be all these virgins waiting on me when I go to heaven. There's Christian denominations that are more about keeping rules. And that's how we please God, is by keeping rules. And if we keep the rules, then we'll go to heaven. If we break the rules, then we don't. But this word here is heartfelt obedience. I'm in a relationship. I am in a loving relationship with a living person called Jesus Christ. And if I'm in a loving relationship with Him, from my heart, I should obey. I want to obey what He wants. Why? Because I love Him. Yeah, but what about me? You know, we always get that. What about me? Jason was talking about a while ago about the transition house. That don't belong to the church. That belongs to him. He bought that. He put those guys in there. What's that all about? I mean, we're helping other people, but what about me? Can I just tell you, if you'll forget about you and you'll think about loving God and loving people, He will take care of you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to you. So it's obeying God out of a heartfelt, it's a relationship where, I tell you, He wants to bless you. He wants to do it His way, not your way. He wants to do it His way. His way, how many know His way's better? He's got a better way than we got. Our deal is get all you can all you get, and set on the can. His is given, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. They can't. Now, is it wrong to have a savings account? No, because I got one. And I'm not convicted about it. But I also give. See, it's about having a generous heart and obeying God. Just like when you see the girl that puts her pennies together to buy a cup of ice and you fill her gas tank with gas. You think Jesus likes that? I think Jesus loves that. Well, how am I going to get my gas back? How am I going to fill my tank? You fill her tank, Jesus will fill your tank. And not only will He fill your tank, guess what else? He'll fill your heart. He'll do something in you. He'll do something in you greater than what you spent on filling that gas tank up for somebody. This is called about heartfelt obedience. There was a controversy in the early church. Some people said, yeah, it's all grace. And if it's grace and I'm secure, then I just, hey, it don't matter how I live. James said, no, that's not the way it is. You don't understand. Devils believe and tremble. So, James 2:14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith or belief, but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. He's saying one kind of faith, what you're calling faith, is passive. He says the biblical faith is active. It's a verb. Because we believe, we act. Because we believe. We don't do it out of obligation. We do it as a fruit of our believing. A fruit of our believing. God wants to do a great work in our heart if we will believe on Jesus. All right, one more scripture. Well, four times. This is a great verse, and it's four times in Scripture. Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. It says this, the just. What does it mean, just? Those who have been justified shall live by faith or belief. Is it belief that or belief on? It's belief on. Belief that by itself produces nothing. Belief on produces great fruit in our lives. Ask you today. Praise team is coming. We're going to stand and sing in a minute. The prayer team is going to come. I pray that the Holy Spirit will show us where we're at. And I pray that you will have the courage that if you're not where you should be in your belief, are you believing that or are you believing on? I pray that you will have the courage to change believing that to believing on today, trusting in Jesus Christ. That's my prayer. Holy Spirit, show us. Show us where we are. And may we be honest enough in our own hearts that we'll let you do that and that we will respond with an honest response. Thank you, Lord. Prayer team, come. Congregation, stand. If you need prayer today, if you need to go from believing that to believing on, they'll be glad to pray with you today. You may have lived all your life believing that, and today you need to believe on. You need to trust in Jesus. Come and do that right now.